Hey, this is Hector with the Faith and Fandom Podcast, Artist Alley Aftermath Edition for GalaxyCon Richmond 2023. I'm about to patch us over to some live audio that Ashley Cox and I recorded on the floor of GalaxyCon Richmond. Before I do that, though, I just want to throw in a couple more things I didn't get to say as we had to actually leave the convention center, and some ideas I want to share with that. Before I say anything else, I do want to say a very clear and crisp thank you to Ashley Cox from Fangirling Over Jesus for hanging out at the booth this weekend. She was a true blessing, and I am grateful for her heart and her ministry. And if y'all haven't checked her out before, check her out, Fangirling Over Jesus. She has a great heart for ministry and a really creative mind, and she's fantastic and probably one of the best nerdy fashion design people out there. So if you check out her stuff, you'll find it, but she's got a really dope clothing line, and you should definitely check that out. But so you're going to hear some more stories and things from the con that are cool. But one of the things is that just a kind of fun moment is that as we were heading into Geek Church on Sunday morning, we had to find somebody to open the door because everybody was still kind of gathering their wits, I guess, from the parties the night before. And when we got into the Geek Church area, you know, I had to turn on the speaker, turn on the projector, the stuff that, you know, other folks would normally have done. But when we got there, there were, you know, some alcohol left on the table from, I guess, the morning parties. And the entire floor under the table was covered in glitter. And there was a pair of shoes. It looked like Cinderella had went to a rave and lost both shoes. And it was a fun moment of just a chuckle of, you know, the after party vibe. But one of the things that, you know, just really made me grateful of the fact that, yeah, this is a con that's going to have a lot of parties, but literally I get to walk in and have a church service in the midst of it as well. Flippin' love that. One of the coolest interactions I had at the show was there was just a really neat looking cosplayer. I don't even remember what she was cosplayed as, but she looked super dope. And I commented on it as she walked by, and she asked me if I wanted to take a quest or a riddle. And I said yes. And I pulled a little scroll out of a chest, and it had the challenge of saying the alphabet backwards. Ashley and Rosa said that you could see my eyes like fluttering, like I was in a trance trying to go through the alphabet backwards in my head. I did it, and I got a gold coin and a sticker. No, a pin, and it was super dope. Another really cool thing is a young lady named Ophelia Handy on Instagram was in the Geek Church service on Sunday morning and sketched me. I just think that's fun. So she sketched me during the service, and that was cool. I also was able to be a part of a podcast with Victims and Villains, and I appreciated them doing that. There's some connecting friends with the folks over at Geek Devotions, and that was really neat. Also had some interactions with Rushmore podcast over the weekend as well. And another neat thing was that GalaxyCon had a gaming area. Now, I stand by this, and I firmly believe it hurts vendors, artists, whatever, when you put any portion of the show in a faraway building where you actually have to cross the street or whatever else to get to it. Unless you're Dragon Con, it's hard. It's just hard on the vendor, artist, whatever. And so the gaming section, tabletop and stuff, was in a completely separate area, different building. But one of the things I thought they did that was really nice was that they had a sponsorship deal that for the first 1,000 people that entered the gaming area got this really dope metallic D20 and a dice bag. And I thought that was really neat. This also was the second time in my life I was recognized from TikTok by someone who didn't know me in any other fashion. And someone was walking by and saw my Star Wars candles recognized them, looked over, saw me, because I put my candles on TikTok before. And they're like, you're the Hobbit from TikTok. And it was pretty cool. So that was a neat experience. Then another last neat thing was Sunday morning as we were gearing up for Geek Church. I went in to make sure my table was straight. And Stephen Amell, whatever, Arrow from Green Arrow, stopped at my booth to ask for directions to another booth. And I just asked him how his show was going and stuff. So it was just neat to get spoken to by him. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and pop on over and transfer audio to while we were recording on the show floor. So here we go. Coming to you live from the show floor of GalaxyCon Richmond with my friend Ashley Cox as she's laughing and crying, as we're coming to the end of her first time setting up at a con. Ashley, how has this been for you? She's breathless and speechless.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so
Hector's over here crushing all my hopes and dreams. It's great. What was the original question?
How has this weekend been for you?
This weekend has been great. This weekend has been absolutely phenomenal. Getting to come in person and actually bring some of our fangirling over Jesus stuff in person, and getting to hang out with Hector all weekend, getting to meet new people. It's something that, like, I've been to conventions, you know, multiple times as just an attendee. And I, with my shop, I normally kind of hide behind Etsy a little bit, and it's been really cool to get to see the response in person, get to meet some new people. And I'm so grateful to you, Hector, for letting me have that opportunity. So thank you so much for that.
So as things have gone on with this weekend, with how the show has gone, you brought, four shirts with you? You brought two Ahsoka shirts, a Daredevil shirt, and a Grogu shirt. Mm-hmm. You brought some Ahsoka headbands, a headband from The Bad Batch, an Ahsoka bag, some TARDIS journals, and just it was a small start, because you have, like, hundreds of things on your shop. So how did you feel about the response to your stuff? How did you feel about your sales with things? Was it more than you expected, less than you expected? How was your general reaction to how stuff went?
I think it was really interesting because in the online store, all of the Ahsoka stuff is best-selling. And I think if we were at a convention where the Clone Wars trio, or at least Ashley Eckstein or Matt Lanter, you know, even just one of the three were here, I think it probably would have been more like that in person. What I actually really loved is, because the Mandalorian Season 3 is in the middle of coming out right now, the Grogu shirt, the This Is The Way shirt, has been the bestseller. And it's fun. I actually really love when people see it, because they kind of see the Baby Yoda and they give a smile and they love it. And then they see the back, which has I Am The Way, The Truth, and The Life on the back. And they get a kick out of that, too. So that's been a really good seller. I picked the Daredevil shirt because Charlie Cox and Vincent, how do you say his last name?
Vaughn.
D'Onofrio. Vincent D'Onofrio.
Sorry, Vince Vaughn was at Gary Con.
There we go.
Yeah, sorry.
But Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio are both here at this convention, and so I thought that would be good to show up with. And then, of course, with David Tennant being a headliner here, the TARDIS notebook was a no-brainer as well. I kind of came in with some hopes as to trying to match up fandoms. And honestly, like, even if I'd just made, like, one sale, that would have been wonderful. But I've been thrilled at the response and had quite a few people come by and get different things. So it's been really awesome.
And you also had, like, a sale, like, within, like, the first half hour. So that's good. And I don't think you mind saying, like, so both of us had sales, like, really early at the beginning of Friday.
Yeah.
And then, like, outside of some candles, like, my Friday was, like, everybody's like, that's nice, and just kept walking.
Yeah.
And for you, I was kind of the same, too. Like, I think we both had one thing. It's like, I I have like 400 pounds of books and didn't sell a single book on Friday. How was that like a discouraging thing for you? Was it like, did it make you feel like, oh no, I've made a huge mistake? Like, how did that make you feel?
No, that's a really good question. I was really, really pumped at the first sale. I was surprised it was so early. I was grateful. It was a little bit weird. It did feel a little bit weird to me that it was the only one on Friday. I think that... wow, I totally lost my train of thought. I think I was surprised, but I also, the two things that I wanted to remember too is, because having done this as an attendee, Friday, if you're here all 3 days especially, Friday is kind of your day to collect business cards and map out which booths you want to go to. And then by Saturday or Sunday is when you might start making some of your purchases. So my hope was, you know, I think we talked to a few people on Friday. And so my hope was that, you know, these people that we talked to might come back on Saturday or Sunday, either by the booth or they might come to your Faith and Fandom panel or to Geek Church. And then the other thing that I try to remember too is like, it's hard to compare what we're doing here, you with Faith and Fandom and me with Fangirling Over Jesus. It's hard to compare that to other booths because we are a very specific niche. We love fandom and we show that, but we're also relating it to Jesus. And that's the point of why we're here, is because it can feel like a small world when you're in that world, and we want to expand it. But that also is going to mean that, you know, the number of people we talk to or the sales that we have is going to probably be a little bit different than what normal booths might get. So that was helpful for me to remember too.
And if you've never seen Ashley's actual gear, her stuff is pretty amazing as far as like design. She's really talented as an graphic designer for clothing. I guess a clothing designer. I don't know what the right way to say that.
Thank you.
She's really talented in that capacity. And like, I know for you, like, not that it's a disservice per se, but that for like when people see the name of my booth ahead of time, you know, like if they're dramatically opposed to Jesus, unless they're coming to be mocking, they're not gonna come that close. Do you feel like if you'd had a booth, like if even if it just said FOJ,
yeah,
like with your logo and stuff, you would have had more people respond or come up?
Yeah, you actually hit on something I was wondering about earlier, because I was literally thinking like, okay, if I designed a table runner or a tablecloth, what would I put on it? Would I put Fangirling Over Jesus? Would I just put the logo and the initials? Because everything that we do does have our logo on it, but it's not blatantly like Fangirling Over Jesus. I think if I'd had something that was just the logo and just like the initials, I think more people would probably show up. And I do have some things in my shop that are just fandom based, and then a lot of things that are fandom and faith based. So I could see like if I'm doing, you know, my own table in the future, having kind of both in the way that you have, like you've got candles and you've got stickers, you have things that can be conversation starters, that might help. Probably me too. And having those initials instead of the full name may help too. I want to be true to like who we are, and I would never want to be dishonest about that. But at the same time, like to me, it's about, okay, can we start a conversation with somebody and then go from there? Somebody can always walk away, and that's totally fine. I respect that. But if they come over and meet you and like realize that you know them, or not that you know them, but that you see them and that you appreciate them, that starts a conversation that might not otherwise have begun, if that makes sense. So.
Definitely don't ever want it to be something where it's like, you know, you're trying to sneak it in on them. That'd be like, you know, putting scripture just on the back of a TARDIS journal that you're selling.
What you trying to say? It was an accident.
So, a lady saw Ashley has a TARDIS journal, and it has a really great David Tennant quote on the front. Mm-hmm. But in the police box portion on the back, it has some scripture. And the lady got so excited when she saw the journal that she just like said yes and bought it and never once flipped it over. And like we're having this internal debate, or I am at least, of what's going to happen when she gets home and she opens that bag and she flips it over. Like maybe she lays it down on her nightstand or whatever, and then finds like scripture. Is like she gonna like dramatically shake her fist at the heavens and be like, no, like Vader.
I wish I could be there for that.
It could prove it to be interesting, but also I think it's great anyway. You weren't just at the booth. You were at the discussion panel on Saturday. You were with us at Geek Church this morning. What was your response, or how did you feel about the discussions that took place at Geek Church, or not Geek Church, but the discussion panel? How did you feel how Geek Church went? But also, I also really appreciated, like, I know I have ability to yammer when I'm talking, and a lot of times I do stuff alone, so it's hard for me to, like, all right, pace, share. So also, you know, interrupt me if you ever, like, hey, I'm going to talk now.
Hey, Hector, wait.
Yeah, exactly. But I really also appreciated what you brought up, too, in the discussion panel personally, like, you know, about women having identity in ministry also, but in fandoms and stuff as well. And I think that really ministered to and helped one of the dudes in the audience, you know, was you talking about Finn as well. But so what was your take on the discussions and the interaction at the discussion panel and your vibe with Geek Church overall? Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I thought the discussion panel was awesome. One of the things that I love about about your Faith and Fandom panel is the fact that it really is a conversation. It's not just you talking for 45 minutes or whatnot, not because you're not good at it, but because it allows people the space to bring up their own, you know, you in the panel you ask about, you know, what are some encouragements you've had in kind of the bridge between, or lack thereof, between faith and fandom, or what are some discouragements, and for people to feel comfortable to share with each other in that way in a room full of people that they probably have never met and may never see before. I think being able to foster that kind of conversation is really helpful. I really loved it because there were a few girls that spoke up, and I do feel passionate about the fact that, like, having worked for a church where it's like most of the women on staff either work behind the scenes or they work, and I hate saying this but I'm going to say it anyway, like a stereotypical, like, kids ministry or something like that. That's not the only place women belong. Like, women are strong, capable Christians, and we love Jesus, and we are also awesome fans. Ashley Eckstein proves that every time she steps out her house. Like, I mean, she's incredible. She carries on the legacy of Ahsoka, and she carries that light too. I think she's a believer. Like, she has that as well. And so being able to spread passion about the combination of faith and fandom as a female is really important to me. So I really enjoyed that we got to have some of that conversation in the panel. I thought Geek Church was amazing. I found it encouraging for me. Having gone through my own recent church shifts, it was really uplifting to me. I definitely teared up a few different times because it just was like it was honestly, like, I'm obviously in the Word and I'm still going to community group, but I've taken a break from like a Sunday service just kind of as a detox, and it was my first time really sitting in like a Sunday service again, and I was like, this is what I love about, you know, believers, and this is what I love about church, and this is what I, you know, this, like, everything should be pointing back to Jesus ultimately. And so for me that was encouraging, and I felt like we heard that same response from a lot of people that were in Geek Church that have said the same thing. They've either come up to you afterwards or they came up to you at the booth and they've said thank you for what you did this morning. So I would agree with that.
So one of the things too is in being at the booth and being present for the stuff, you hear some random things, you hear some encouraging things, some weird things, some discouraging stuff with that. So you were there this morning when or yesterday, mm-hmm. whenever it was,
yeah.
When a lady came up to tell us that she had taken some of our books and given them to her brother who's in prison. And in turn, he's passed them to other prisoners and is sharing his faith in a prison setting with that. Now, personally, like, I never expected to hear that. I never thought that was going to be, like, when I'm, you know, writing a devotional about, like, Grogu, I'm not thinking, like, you know what? Yeah, this is definitely going to end up in a prison ministry. But to ask, like, so, you know, we heard stuff like that. Then also, I wanted to, you know, what are your thoughts on that? But also, one of the interactions you had yesterday, I feel like it's yesterday, it's all kind of blends after a while. One of the interactions that you had yesterday was you were talking with a cosplayer about Ahsoka. Yeah. And how did you, and, you know, I want to hear how you felt about when she said, you know, let's talk about Rosario Dawson, the real Ahsoka. Because, like, I think I heard your blood pressure rise a hair with that one.
That's funny.
And then, like, just, you know, what have been some of your, like, interactions that stood out to you just in the booth time of, like, hold on, let's see. Was it, we're here, you know, gosh. Like, basically, like, 24 hours total when you add all the time together. So what have you been your favorite just people interactions that you've experienced over this weekend?
Yeah. I loved when that woman came up and was talking about your books being used in prison. I was, like, tearing up for you. Because that I to me, that's – impact to me is also a really big deal. And, like, the fact that your ministry, because this is a ministry, like, because the fact that your ministry is having that kind of reach and you're impacting people's lives far beyond and you're bringing them that much closer to Christ, like, look how God is using you. Like, I think about how God has used you in my life. I would not be where I am right now if I had not met you 6 or whatever years ago, I don't remember.
All the years.
You know, and but look at how many people you impact, and to me that's incredible. That was one of my favorite moments. I've loved getting to see all of the different Ahsoka cosplayers because I think a lot of them love that character for different reasons. I did think it was funny when she said that about Rosario. I loved Rosario's portrayal in The Mandalorian, don't get me wrong. I think she's phenomenal. And I flipped out when I found out Rosario was in Daredevil too. But Ashley Eckstein, I think there's room for both, and I think they're both real Ahsokas, but I will say, I think Ashley Eckstein, she's had more time with the character, she established the character, and there is so much that she is doing to empower young women. I mean, she just did something, I think, at Disney Springs, maybe? She just did something for encouraging women there. Like, she's a powerhouse. And not that Rosario is not, but I think Ashley has really taken on the mantle of the character in her own personality. Some of my other favorite moments, I love seeing all the droids walk by because, like, I don't know, I flip out when I get to see, you know, droids like Chopper or R5 go by, and I know that they're not real. Like, I know we exist in a world where a droid is not like R2-D2 in Star Wars, but it makes me so joyful. When Chopper sticks out his little, like, claw thing and waves at me, that made me so happy. Getting to see all the Kanan Jarrus cosplays because he's my favorite Jedi. I hate saying that because I literally just talked about how much I love Ahsoka, but Kanan is my favorite Jedi. Ahsoka is a very close second, but...
Ahsoka is no Jedi.
Ahsoka is no Jedi. There we go. Boom. So we're good. We are
She's
good.
She's your favorite Force user.
She's my favorite Force user. There we go. I am so glad you had that clarification. I think one of my other favorite moments was yesterday. I was waiting out in the main hallway, waiting to get into the exhibition floor, and there was a couple, Paul and Kim, and this was their very first convention. Like, they're probably in their, what, 50s or 60s maybe?
Yeah.
And this was their first convention, and they wanted to come see David Tennant, and they wanted to get into his panel and see a bunch of other things. And so I was getting ready to head in, and they caught my eye, and they were like, hey, you look like you've done this a lot. You know, can you give us any pointers? And so I was kind of walking them through things to expect, and then I forget how I came up. I may have given them my card, and they were like, oh, you're like a believer. And so we got to bond over that because they were Christians too, and they felt safe with me. They felt encouraged, I think, by me, and I hope that's true of anybody that I meet, but I could see it kind of in their face. And whether you're a believer or not, or whether it's your first convention or not, I think that's one of my goals too, is people just want to feel seen. Whether you're somebody like Paul and Kim, whether you're like the girl who was Luna Lovegood yesterday, who she had this fantastic Luna Lovegood costume with this amazing headdress on, and I took a picture of her, and she was like, oh, nobody's taken my picture yet. Like, that was incredible, and she just wants to feel seen, and she should, because she put a lot of work into that cosplay. So people just want to they want to feel seen, they want to feel valued, and then go from there. And so that's something I've enjoyed about, I think, all of our interactions here. Really.
I think for me as well, one of my favorite things, interactions, I don't know, there's a lot of good. We got to see Deborah and
her daughter officially become Galaxy Girl for GalaxyCon now, so that's a pretty cool interaction. And I don't know, like, just the people that actually come, I still get excited every time we do a Geek Church. And I mean, I said it this morning, but genuinely, these people paid money to get into a building, and they're spending the first hour and a half of it sitting in there. And like, we weren't the only ones waiting at 10 o'clock for a 10:30 service. It's like, dude, I can't even get the people that serve at my church to be on time. So, like, let alone the fact these people were there early. That's a gangster move.
Yeah.
And I know you see plenty of cosplay and stuff, like, when you're attending shows. Like, how's that been? How's the cosplay been for you here? Like, what have been some of your favorite cosplays, some of the favorite stuff you've seen? You can also check Ashley's socials as well for, like, some of her posted too, because she's posted some great cosplays. And what's really fun is, like, we have different interests and different, like, appreciations, so the stuff that you take pictures of I probably didn't, and vice versa. So like, I just took a picture of Leon Kennedy with a plant, and that
I have no idea.
She has no idea what that was. So what's been your favorite cosplay interactions?
Ooh, yeah, a lot of my favorites tend to be Star Wars or Marvel related. Star Wars is probably my favorite fandom. So my favorites were, yes, my favorites between yesterday and today were actually, there was a couple that was cosplaying Hera and Kanan from Star Wars Rebels, which I loved because I was wearing my Kanan cosplay dress that I designed. Kanan was the very first character that I ever cosplayed, and I got to meet Freddie Prinze Jr. in that cosplay, and he liked it, by the way. So that character is very near and dear to my heart. And then there was another guy today who was cosplaying as him, so I loved that. I met a guy today that was cosplaying as Kanan as well, so that was really awesome. So I was really excited about that. I loved, yesterday there was a woman, there were a lot of 10 Doctor cosplays yesterday, but there was a girl who had a wedding dress on, and she had red hair. She was dressed like Catherine Tate, and she was carrying around a cutout of David Tennant's 10th Doctor, and I just thought that was really cool.
I don't know if you saw this, but David brought her and the cutout on stage.
Oh.
It's in GalaxyCon's little sizzle reel from yesterday.
Okay.
He brought them both on stage, and he stood and made the pose beside the cardboard cutout.
That is so cool. That makes me so happy. I absolutely love that. There was a couple that he was playing the 10th Doctor, and then the girl was playing the 13th Doctor. So I think those have been some of my favorites. Ooh, there was a girl yesterday. This was another one. There was a girl yesterday who was cosplaying Jessica Jones. And guys, like, she literally looked almost exactly like Kristen Ritter. It was very spot on. So those were definitely some of my highlights. But yeah, Kanan was my favorite. All of them.
all the Kanans all the time?
Yep.
There's a lot, but I, hands down to me, the best cosplay that I saw yesterday or the whole show was the Doug Trio from Pokemon, as Rosa nods in agreement. If you're not familiar, a Doug Trio is three Diglets, which are little mole Pokemon that dig underground, and they stick their little heads up. So if there's one Diglett, it's a Diglett. If three of them are stuck together and pop up, it's a Doug Trio. And so these, there is a cosplay group of a Doug Trio where three very athletically fit people were wearing, like, either shirtless with shorts or a sports bra and shorts, and, you know, they're flexing and wearing Diglett heads. And I just thought that was amazing. You can check that out on my Instagram if you want to see that. But hands down to me, that was my my favorite cosplay. My pass this Rosa before the showtime's over as well. Rosa, by the way, Rosa's my 15-year-old daughter who has been essential to me even being surviving this weekend. Like, between getting here, moving stuff, I'm pretty sure I would have died a few times if she hadn't, like, helped me on the process and not jaywalked and got killed or things along the way.
It's true.
So Rosa, what have been your highlight moments of interactions, cosplay, stuff you've seen, the stuff that you bought, wink wink, all the things that you keep asking to buy? What have been your highlights for the show?
So some of my favorite things is because I recently got into art. I like going around and seeing a bunch of different people's art styles and the way that they're drawing and all the different things that they could make with just that, where like they had enamel pins and stickers. And like I saw one booth that had a bunch of tote bags with their stuff on there as well. And I just thought that was really cool. And I liked getting to see a bunch of book things. Like there was a pop-up bookstore in the middle of the show floor. I didn't buy books, though it was tempting. But I did end up buying book things by the end of the show because there was a booth where you could custom make book bookmarks and book earrings and book necklaces. And so that was really fun. And then I bought stickers and I bought a My Neighbor Totoro tote bag. And that was fun. But my favorite cosplay, I would probably say, is also the Duck Trio, because I thought that was just really cool the way that those three walked around.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, cool.
Well, that one, Diglett, that had the glasses, that was the best one.
So while this has been a good show, I've enjoyed the show. I've enjoyed having Ashley here with me. 3 days is a long time on the floor, plus a day for us of travel as well, of getting here and setting up and everything. It's tiring. It's exhausting sometimes. We need better chairs, and we need the tables to be like the full actual length would be great, because they're 6 feet long, but they are not full width, but you know, whatever. So, you know, don't have to go crazy or hate the world or anything, but what have been your discouraging moments? The things that were discouraging to you in the time, because I obviously, hold on, we're going to let the GalaxyCon announcement happen. Here we go.
May I have your attention, please? The showroom floor is closing.
My clock might be wrong on there. I don't know.
No, your clock's right.
Okay.
Your clock is right.
All
right,
cool. So, your max is great.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're totally welcome. The first thing is literally right when the show started, we had someone, an attender, post on my Facebook page on one of the posts that we shouldn't be allowed to be here, and you know, we should be banned. And I talk a big game, stuff doesn't bother me, but I replied and I sat there refreshing my feed for 10 minutes, are they gonna say something? What do I need to say? Do I need to resolve a conflict? What do I need to do? Did I need to handle stuff like that bugged me, and I got over it in about some time in there. But that kind of stuff, I have to practice what I preach when it comes to, because literally it's what we talked about in Geek Church, but I think that was probably a solid discouragement for me. What for you? What was the discouraging time?
The discouraging moment was when the lines at concessions to get a Pepsi were so long. No, yes, that was annoying.
It was hard to get drinks.
It was hard to get drinks. Caffeine. Caffeine would have been nice. I don't know. I don't want to say there weren't difficult moments, because I guess first and foremost, I was just so excited that this was even happening, because 3 or 4 months ago, this was really just a figment of the imagination. I'd thought through it, maybe it could work. You'd made the offer before, and I was like, yeah, but that's not, I think in the back of my head, I figured this would never happen. So the fact that it was even happening, that I was getting to come and hang out with you this weekend at a booth, was really special to me. The person who made that post on Facebook, that was a little discouraging. I think I probably would have felt it even more if it had been on my Facebook page, as opposed to it was on yours. So I get what you were saying. I was trying to remind myself in that, unfortunately, somebody who makes a comment like that, they're the person that probably needs Jesus the most. And it's really hard to do that, practice what you preach thing, but I was just trying to remember that. I think for me, it was a matter of, especially that Friday having that one sale really early on, it was a matter of, and then not having anything quite the rest of that day. It was just reminding myself, okay, remember that remember that you are in a very specific niche. Remember that some people are not going to be all about what you're selling, and that's okay. And that's the same way online as it is in person. And also, like, this is what, you know, this is the point. The point is to gain experience and meet people and whatnot. So there were a few moments like that where I was kind of hard on myself, like, oh, why am I, you know, why aren't people coming over and talking to us? Or why isn't so-and-so buying, you know, this thing? And just trying to remind myself of that. My dad had a quote that I really love. And he would always say, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And so it's not to say that I don't get discouraged, because I definitely do. I experience anxiety. I experience depression. But that's something that I've had to hold closely. So I think that's been a default for me this weekend if I've had a moment like that.
We had to pause there for a second so that Ashley could and I could talk to a customer, but we're 3 minutes from the show floor closing, and I can follow up later at home. Ashley, do you have any other parting thoughts, commentary, ideas, anything you want to share?
I had something in my brain and then it went away. I think first I just want to thank you again, because you're incredible and amazing. And everybody should know that. And if you haven't read Hector's books, you need to read them, because they're amazing. And I don't know. Guys, if you haven't been to a convention before, like, come to a convention. You're going to love it. I think it's a great, friendly atmosphere. I think there's a lot of camaraderie. That's something that I always enjoy, whether it's meeting guests, meeting attendees, meeting other exhibitors. And as always, may the Force be with you, and may the Lord be with you also.
And I'm just going to echo it on vinyl or whatever. You were great to have here. And I haven't had anyone share booth space with me since Vincent, who is my artist partner for like 5 or 6 years. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. I wasn't scared or anything, but I'm like, I just generally don't know. I'm like, am I going to annoy her? Like, and, you know, is it going to...
I was afraid I was going to annoy you.
And it's just like, and, you know, Rosa travels a lot of ministry opportunities with me, and there's times where Rosa will be like, I don't like this vibe. I don't like this vibe. remember camp and the place? Yeah. there'll be times where, like, where she's uncomfortable because of who's doing ministry with me. And, like, you know, it was so nice to, like, not have any of those feelings, because, like, y'all vibed fine. And, like, she probably had a better time. You can correct Rosa, correct me on this. You had probably had a better time because Ashley was here and you actually had a woman to talk to. Yeah. Than if it would have just been hanging out with me all weekend. Cause she already had to share a hotel room with me. So like actually getting to hang out with an adult female was pretty good for her. So thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of it. You don't need Faith and Fandom to prop you up, but I'm really glad you're part of it. And I look forward to seeing what God does with you in this. I may add some more to this when I get home. I may not, cause I'm tired and I got a lot to do. So we'll see how it's going. But thank you for joining us for our Artist Alley Aftermath. And we hope to see you at a show soon.
Thanks for listening to our time from the show floor and thoughts on the show. And before I go, I just want to take a moment and thank our Patreon supporters. Scott Ward, Alicia Benson, Candace Davis, Jay Sheed, Jillian, who I missed getting to see at the con, Jason Crutchfield, Mike Perna, Todd Turner. Jason was going to come too, and he didn't get to come either. John Jacobs, Zach Harris, Caleb Grimm, Jeanette Skaggs, Chris Poirier, Jason Bullock, Christina Ray, Sarah Lewis, Patrick Gale, Rebecca Godlove, and Adam Davis. And when I say this, I mean this wholeheartedly. I would not have been able to do this show if it wasn't for our Patreon supporters. Now that I'm home and I've looked at the stuff, I'm pretty confident that I covered my booth. Right now, the booths for these shows are in the 325 to 385 range, and I'm pretty sure I covered my booth costs, but I know on my own I didn't cover hotel or gas or food or travel or any of the things that were cost at the show. Parking, y'all. Parking's like $50 for a show, and I know that our Patreons, you know, even a month of that doesn't cover all of that stuff. But I'm telling you this, I wouldn't have been able to do this without it being a tremendous loss to my family if y'all didn't support the way you did. So thank you. You truly helped make all of this possible. And for everyone that got to hear the gospel at the show, for everyone who had got to have a conversation, for every prayer prayed, for every bit of encouragement, y'all helped make all that possible for me and also for Ashley this weekend. So thank you. God bless y'all. And I just appreciate y'all a lot.